from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, welcome back. Jeremy Con, Ed Norris, no Rob Long today. He's off. We welcome in one of our first guest of the day. Ryan Ripken joins us now, of course, with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Check out his podcast. Ryan, how are you, man?
Hey, happy Wednesday. Good morning. How you guys doing?
All right. Doing well. I saw your post about, you know, obviously everybody's going to ask about Brandon Hyde, the knee-jerk reactions of everything that went on. I've said, like, I'm not a results-driven guy because I feel like if you do it the right way, it always works itself out in the end. You're playing numbers. You're playing odds. I didn't like last night. I didn't like those moves last night because, for me, eventually, I think Holiday and Kowser have to be everyday players, right? He made the move. You look at Slater getting the walk, and then what happened after that. What are your thoughts? Because he's going to be criticized if it goes wrong no matter what.
Oh, for sure. So I'll say this, you know, what I said, I think in general of people calling for Brandon Hyde to be fired and this is terrible. Like, you know, that he's not been a good manager. I think that's a bit too harsh, right? Where the Orioles have had success over the last 3 years, and you can't discredit he's done a good job with pinch hitting as a whole. You can even look at the series with Cleveland and in the past. Now, having said that, right, we had that part. Having said that, I did not like the moves at all last night, you know, because two things. One, to your point, if these are guys that you are trusting, you want them to, especially a guy like Jackson Holiday, who he's a young player, you're building up confidence. And the next part of it is, Jackson and Colton have been on hot streaks. I know Colton, you know, it's not specifically that game, but for Jackson, you could tell he was getting in a groove. And when any of your players get in a groove, there's no real metric to me that can say, yeah, you know what, we're going to play the matchup here. Because when a player's locked in, you trust him. You ride him out. And for me, I was looking at Jackson. I'm going, he's locked in. Lefty, righty. He's seen the ball really well. He's playing within himself, using the whole field. And it was a great opportunity for a young player to build confidence there. And then same thing with Colton Cowser. You know, I still would have loved to see Cowser get a chance because even for Kobe Mayo, makes sense with the matchup. That's a hard position for a rookie just trying to find his footing at the big league level to come into the game in that situation. You know, so that would have been my preference. But I did want to say that to start off with Hyde, because I do think some things can be really harsh. But in that moment last night, I would have loved to see your young rising stars get a chance to prove in a big moment what they can do.
Let's stick with this for a moment. I don't like the moves either. The Slater move worked out because he drew a walk. But if all this, you know, he hits lefties great. He's hitting 193 against lefties this year. But that aside, how much pressure is on a manager now due to analytics? Do they have as much freedom? I know they make the field decisions, but is there pressure on this team and others, you know, who rely heavily on analytics now to go with, you know, what the machine says, what the analysis says?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely more of an emphasis on it. I mean, I think what you try to do as a manager is how, with all the information that's given to you, how do you best get the results you're looking for, but also keeping that sense of the feel in the game, right? Because there are certain things that you can't, not necessarily quantify, right? That you gotta have to feel out as the moment presents itself, right? Mm-hmm. And it's that line you gotta walk. And especially when people say, well, the whole old school versus new school. And I think that's become such a, you know, a line in the sand with how that is. But I do think that there's baseball moments, like I just said, that you just can't sit there and say, I know the data's telling me all of this and here's the analytics, but you know, the flow of the game or how this one player is swinging the bat or how this guy's looking on the mound right now. You know, those are some things you have to override. So I don't want to necessarily say it's a pressure that you got to choose the analytics, you know, more. I think it's the sense as a manager. And now for Brandon Hyde, with the Orioles, despite all their injuries and problems, are still one of the best teams in baseball.
Oh, definitely.
But now he's going to, because of when things don't go your way, you're going to be criticized a lot more analytically than you would, like, I'll be honest, if Jackson stayed in yesterday, Colton stayed in, and they got out, no one would have batted an eye that they struck out or got out, right? You know what I mean? It's when that move that is driven by analytics goes wrong, then that's when everyone's going to say, well, wait a minute, are you the one equipped to make these decisions? Are you going to make the right one when the moment is brightest?
Yeah, and talking to Ryan Ripken here on the Big Bad Morning Show, and that's kind of where I'm at too. Like, coaches, managers, whatever sport we're talking about, are always going to be criticized whether the decision works out. Fourth down in the NFL, you know, whether you're going for the field goal or you're going for the score to win the game, or you're going for two, all these things that happen. But in baseball, it's any move you make. The thing that I think we should be talking about a little bit more than the pinch hitting is Gregory Soto. And again, it's still very early, but he has not looked good in an Oriole uniform.
Yeah, it's been a rough start for him, you know, and you gotta hope he turns it around, right? You gotta hope that he can find his groove. And part of it, you hope that every time you make a move, right, that it's going to be the perfect one. It's going to work out. Like, everyone was scratching their head on with Eloy Jimenez, and so far Eloy's been off to a good start. It, you know, we'll see how that finishes. Dominguez, I thought, has been, you know, pretty solid. Same with Eflin. Rogers is going to have to try to find his footing. And then there's Soto, you know. And one, it's just the reality that even though you have some great baseball people, there's no guarantee that you're going to have it work out. Now, specifically last night, that's an example for me, which I understand. You go match up, you're playing it, and in most cases, you know, it has worked out. But in that sense, Soto is trying to find himself. And that's another factor you have to consider. You know, but you gave him a chance to try to figure it out, and it backfired. You know, and surprisingly now, did anyone have on their bingo card that Burt Smith was going to be, you know, a guy that people really are trusting now, right? And so that's just an example, but I'm with you. I think that move gets criticized a ton. They did the right thing in the sense of trying to let him work out of it, but that's another thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Is understanding where a guy is, and for right now, where Soto is not in a spot that you should feel comfortable, because since coming over to Baltimore, it's just been too erratic. And I talked earlier, I think, to you guys in the past about high leverage situations. Right now, Soto's a guy that you can't consider to be in those high leverage situations at this current moment in time.
Yeah. Let's continue with pitching. Grayson, you know, is a scratch because of the lat discomfort and injury he's had before. Are you worried about that? And how impressive to me, what do you think about Suarez coming in, you know, on terribly short notice and performing really well?
Yeah, let's start Suarez. I mean, Big Al, Albert, you know, whatever. I got to figure out the nickname for him. But
I like Big Al.
Unbelievable. Big Al, yeah, let's go with Big Al. Al was sensational. You know, and I can't tell you how valuable it is to have a guy. And despite everyone or people saying, oh, it's wearing off now, the feel-good story. No, he's still a huge part of this team.
Yeah.
Because he can do stuff like that. Where it's like, hey, late scratch, you know, Al, we need you. We need you to go in there. And this is a glass half full situation. People can look at it, the negative. You wasted a great outing from Albert. Well, the other side is Albert saved your bullpen. The fact that he was not – that, you know, he's been back and forth starting, relieving, and he was able to give you five and save you and not have to make it a bullpen game with Grayson not pitching was sensational. I wish it was a better outcome, but – that's the beauty of having a guy like Albert Suarez in your pitching rotation and staff. Now, with Grayson, yeah, I'm going to be honest. I didn't like hearing it. I didn't like seeing Grayson's reaction. I still don't like that I have to even talk about it, because this is something when you're dealing with a lat, and for pitchers, you know, I'm not going to jump to the conclusions, but that is something that can cause issues and can linger for a while. You know, so I'm hoping it's something small, but if it's not, talk about, you know, before the season where we're going, the Orioles are so loaded with depth and pitching, you know, how depleted starters have gone is unbelievable. You know, so losing Grayson for an extended time would really hurt, but you got to have next man up. You just got to hope that he can be ready to go, because the three of Burns, Eflin, and Grayson would look significantly different down the stretch. And when you're fighting the Yankees, you're going to need Grayson. So I'm going to hold my breath and hopefully we hear good news.
Absolutely. Check out the Ryan Ripken podcast. And Ryan, when are you on next in the Baltimore Baseball Tonight?
Baltimore Baseball Tonight next week.
Next week.
Next week I'll be back there.
All right, man. Sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us. All the best, and we'll talk to you next week.
Anything for you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ryan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.